Kadosh Randa means make his dam. Somebody has bloodletting. Minak suffering from the shoulders. He lets them take the blood out. For Loimashi Yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also Mefachit Shiva Yemen. He's going to have fear for 7 days. He's going to be in a matzav of fear. To Shokel Mezaya. If somebody cuts his hair, for Loimashi Yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also Mefachit Losa Yemi. You're going to be in a matzav, you'll be scared for 3 days and you won't know why you're scared. To Shokel Tufraya, somebody cuts off his nails. For Loimashi Yod, he does not wash his hands. He's also Mefachit Chad Yemi. He's going to have a scare, fear, for 1 day and not going to know why. He's not going to know why he's going to be afraid. So tomorrow, Yoda Ausya Darga Lepachta. Shoshbam Yoda Usta, Sherogal Niach Yodoi Al Svosoi Eitzel Nechirav. Somebody at Sherogal putting his mouth near his nose. He keeps on putting it between the lips and his nose. That's where he keeps on putting his hands. Is Yoda Usya, somebody puts his hand near his nose and his lips, is Darga Lepachta. That's Darga, that's what it's Sulam, it's like a ladder, for Derechu Lalis Olav Pachet Ruach Ra. That's a ladder to let the Ruach Ra come upon you, that you're going to be in fear. You're going to have fear. It's no good to keep your hands near your nose no time. What about Yoda Apusya? Apusya Meitzach, you put your hands on your forehead no time, you keep your hands in the forehead. Is Darga Lashinsa? That's a dog that's a ladder to put you to sleep. It'll make you sleepy. So don't keep your hands on your forehead all the time. Is Tana. We learned. Oichlenu mashkin. Tacha samita. Somebody stores food or drinks underneath his bed. Is afilu mechupa mekli barzel. Even if you cover it up in an iron chest. Is ruach ra asher alayim. It's not a good thing. There's going to be a mazikim. A ruach ra is going to be upon them. That's also brought down. That you shouldn't store food underneath your bed. The only place they have to store something under the bed, they shouldn't keep it under the bed. At least food you shouldn't keep under your bed. What? Well, also you shouldn't keep under your bed. I'm not sure. Here, put something you want to drink and eat. I'm not sure about that. What? Huh? Doesn't help. That's what I'm saying. I feel that you have mamash and iron covered with iron. I feel the clean barrel, even if it's covered up in an iron chest here, don't help you. The ruach ra gets in there. So under your bed, you shouldn't store food. Turn around. A person should not drink water, lo b'leil revius, not on Tuesday night, for lo b'leil shabbosis, and not on Shabbos night. The inshos, a person drinks water, dama b'roshay, he's like putting his blood in his head, mifnei sakona. There's a sakona that you have to be careful. There's some danger. My sakona, what's the danger? Ruach ro. You should know there's ruach ro, there's a mazit that's going to come there at this time. Shoshbam says, Leil Revisin, Ali learns B'loi Ner, only if you don't have a candle. Means in the dark. In the dark, you shouldn't drink it. Master, if you have a candle, that will be alright. So we drink in the light, that will be alright. That means in the dark room, you shouldn't drink. Weiter. V'yim tzochi maitakante, the guy's in the dark room, or he's outside in the dark, and he gets thirsty. What should he do? He can't, Tuesday night, what's going to do if he gets thirsty? His name will let him say Shiva Kailis. Let him say these tsukim that have the word koil 7 times. Shoma David alamayim. That David said about the water. For Hoda Nishtian, then he could drink, then it'll be alright. Shinema the Pasik says, Koil Hashem alamayim. Hashem's koil was about the water. Kail HaKovoid Hirim. Also, the covet of Hashem is also Hirim, you hear. Hashem alamayim rabin. Koil Hashem akoya koil Hashem bahoder. Koil Hashem shever rozin. But Yeshabri Hashem asazle alvonin. Koil Hashem chaitsev lahavay seish. Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar, Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh. Kol Hashem Yochel La Yolois, VeYechasayif Yolois, UveCholay Kula Yomer, Kula Yomer Kovit. These are psukim you should say. The 7 words are kol here. So you say these psukim, that will take away the mazik, and then it'll be all right to drink the water on Tuesday night or on Shabbos night. Viloy, yeah. Let's say he can't say these psukim, he doesn't know these psukim. Neimahochi, we have something else for him to say. Oleimahochi, let him say these words. Lul, Shofon, Anigrun, Anigdafun. That's what he should say. Why, I don't know. Trashi Lachishu, it's a type of a Lachish, to me, it's not a real, it's like a remedy. Say these words, these things will save you from the Mazikim. Vaita, Ben Kuchve Yasivna. If somebody, and he should also say this, that I'm sitting in between the stars. Ben Kuchve Yasivna. Bein Belia Shemini Yalzuna. I'm going between lean people and fat people. That's what he should say. If you say this lachash, that also the mazikim vices won't bother you drinking the water on Tuesday night and Shabbos night. Viloy, you can't say this either. Eikin ishpadeh, if you have another person with you, nisare, wake him up like, let him come with you, falemele, and tell him, say like this to him, palmyo bar parnosa, this man, the son of this man, the son of this father, sachir namai, is very thirsty for water, and then vohode nishti, then you can drink the water. If you say this, also the mazikim won't bother you. Viloy, yeah. And if you can't even do this, nobody else is around, and you're thirsty, again, Friday night, or else on Tuesday night, and there's a dark room, is mekarkesh nichtiv to achatzva. Take your barrel, and take the cover of the barrel, and bang it on the barrel, and make this noise. V'hoda nishtah, then you can drink the water, then he won't bother you. V'loi, if you can't do this, nishtiva midi, v'hoda nishti. If you can't do this, v'loi, nishtiva midi, throw something into the water. V'hoda nishtah, then drink it. It could be this is the mini. Some people have a mini that before they drink water, they add something into it. But we're afraid here, the Tuesday night and Friday night, the Eitzer is, the last Eitzer is, pour something into the water. Then it'll be all right. Tana Rabbanin. Lo yishte adam mayim. Persons should not drink water. Loi min on the horis, not from the rivers. Loi min on the agama, not from the pools, belayla. At night time, you shouldn't go down to the river and drink the water. V'yim shasa, if somebody does drink, is Dama Bereshu, he's putting his blood in his head, but they ask Sakona because there's danger. My Sakona, what's the danger? Sakonesh Shiriri. The mazik here upon the rivers and upon the pools at night time, that mazik is called Shiriri. That's the mazik's name. Vitzochi Mai, Takante. If a person is thirsty, what is he going to do? He's very thirsty, now it's at night time. The only water he has is the water from the river, the water from the pools. What should he do? Is the Yika Inish Badeh, if somebody else is near him, Lemalay, let him tell this person, say this lachas, like this remedy, Palmya Bar Panisa, like this Ruvain, the son of Shimon, Sachinamai is very thirsty for water, and then go and drink it. Viloy, if you have nobody else around, Viloy, Lema Iulanavshi, let him tell himself, Palmya Omrali, this Ploni, like Ruvain told me, that Plowna Omrali, Ruvain told me, Ime, his mother, is doyer, was very careful. Mishriri, from shviri, shviriri, beriri, riri, yiri, ri, tchina, then tchina mayin, is very thirsty for water, bichosich yura. And with a white glass, that's what he should say. If he says these words, then he's alright. So a type of malachash to get rid of the mazik, that the mazik shariri won't bother you. Right. So Mishnah now says, v'afilu minatamchi. The Mishnah says if somebody is poor, afilu onishav Yisrael, has the chiyuv to drink dalad kosis Pesach by night. And if he doesn't have enough money, he has to get the money. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Afilu menatamchi, even the person is so poor that he doesn't have enough money to even have two sudis, two meals, which then he's allowed to collect from the tamchi, which is a special kupa for tzedakah that they gave out every single day to give you two meals worth. So if you're so poor, still you have a chiyuv to get money to buy the dalad kosis. Either the Mishnah, the Rashbam says in the Mishnah, either it means that the Gabbite stuck on every Pesach has to give you the money for dalad kosis, or else it means you have to go around yourself and beg and ask money to get money for dalad kosis. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That no matter how poor you are, you have a chiv upon yourself to get the money to have dalad kosis. You can't say, I'm too poor, I can't afford the money. For dalad kosis, there's a chiv upon you to get the money. So tomorrow, Pshita, Avada. Like, what's the difference if he's taking money from the Tamchui? Avada, he has to have dalad kosis. Like, why not? Yeah. And tomorrow, let's reach ala filu Rabbi Kiva. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Yomer of Kiva Shita is, Asei Shabbat Chachoyl, V'yatistaruch Labrius, to Santa Maisa. The Kiva holds that a person is very poor, and he doesn't have money to buy Suda Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy two challahs for Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy even wine. So what should you do? So one minig is, if you're so poor, go around, collect money, and get money for somebody else, so they do the mitzvahs, a covered Shabbos, or enik Shabbos. Rebbe Kiva Shita is not like that. Rebbe Kiva Shita is, if you're so poor, asei Shabbat kechol. You have a right to be noyeg like chol on Shabbos. But you can't do malachis. But just means you don't have to have special food for Shabbos. If you can't afford it, you can't. The Altistar of Labrius, it's better to be that way than to go around and beg from other people, take money from other people. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, I would think, who adin by Pesach by night? If you're so poor, you don't have money, you're not mechuyev to get the old kaisis. Kamash mula, no. That here there's a chiyev. Of a hocha, mishum pesu menisa, maidi. But here Rabbi Kiva is moida, that mishum pesu menisa, then you to drink the dalal kaisis. If we say the dalal shayne shagula, who'll be mefarskim the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there is this inyan, say even an oni has to go around and beg and get money in order to have the dalal kaisis. Tanya. Tanya Devei Elio. Afal pi shom Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva, said, that asei Shabbat chachol, it's better for you to make your Shabbos chol. In other words, don't have food, don't have good food for Shabbos, be at the Starach Labrias, rather than going and bothering other people. That's what the Kiva says. But something special you have to have for Shabbos. Mani, what is the something special? A merapapa kisa de harsna. A type of a dish made out of fish. Some type of a fish dish, that's what you should have. And it's something you have to have for the covered Shabbos. Just means you don't have to go and borrow money or take money from other people in order to give you to have a nice suda, to have basa, to have yayin. But something you should have the covered Shabbos. Yeah. Fifnan, like we learned. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Weimer. Yehuda Tamer says, I have a az kinomer. Supposed to be strong like a panther. The cow can esher, and be swift like a nest like an eagle. Roth kitzvi could run fast like a deer. The giba kari, and be strong like a lion. Lasos with son of Ichisha b'shemayim, to do the rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bissel Mada, what's it got to do with us here? Zayin means to say that what, that even though you're so poor, and you don't have anything, but I call upon him something you should do. Like, put all your strength into you to have something special for Shabbos. Even though it's a small dish of fish, still you should do it. Now, halacha, there are different shailas. It depends upon the person. If the person is such a person that's so poor, and he does not go around to ask tzedakah, he wants to be nerd like Rabbi Kiva, you have the right to. You have a right to say, I'm too poor, I don't have money right now, I can't afford to make kavod Shabbos, you don't have a chiyuv to do it. But if you are a person that does go around collecting tzedakah, because you have no income at all, the only thing you do is you go around collecting money, so you are a person that takes your ready money from people, then you have a chiyuv to take money for Shabbos, to have a suda Shabbos. Then you don't have Rabbi Kiva's heter. Rabbi Kiva's heter is, if you want to be a person that you don't want to take from other people, you have a right to. But you can't take anything from anybody else. Just work, you do what you have. And if you don't have too much, so you don't have. There's another media though. There's a media though, like a normal people, that they have money, they make a living, just certain times you're low. So what do you do when you're low, you don't have money right now? You borrow money, almanash, you pay it back later. So if you're a person like that, then you have a chiyuv to borrow money for Shabbos. That's not your b'kibah's eitzah. In other words, that's not really called a b'matzriach of the people. It's not I'm taking the Torah's tzedakah. So I'm borrowing money now, and that's the way I live. Sometimes I have money, I'll pay it back later. Right now, everything's business going better, and I don't have money right now. So right now, I'll take a loan, and I'll live right now normal, and later I'll pay it back. So a person like that, Avada, has the chiyuv also to borrow money for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah signing Shabbos. It's the etzah of Rabbi Kiva is only if you're such a person that b'chla you don't have an income like, and your mamas just live on the 2 cents you have. If you're such a person like that, you have a right even on Shabbos also to live that way. But I call upon him something special for Shabbos you should do. So I don't know any pattern like that. It's a big madre to be something like that. Usually, Baruch Hashem, most people, everybody has something. So then, if you do have something, even though you're low right now, havad you have a chiyuv to have a nice suda on Shabbos, and to spend money on covered Shabbos on your Shabbos. For frat, the way the Gemara in Beitza says that, all your money is ksuvim Rosh Hashanah, ad Rosh Hashanah, chutz maitzoy Shabbos v'yom tovim. As much money as you're going to spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Eibush gives you. It's like a mashal, if you spend it, for sure the Eibush will give you back that money. What you spend on other things, it's not zikha. That's the mashal, the Eibush gives you a certain amount of money. So merely you have to be careful, because if you spend too much one place, you're going to lose out someplace else, because you only get certain schum Hashem gives you. But the tzoyish you put into Shabbos for Yom Tov, that's not on your cheshbon, that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. So that's the first shame is Shadal, yes, of Aaron to tell, remember, Lakewood. I was very lachru. According to that Gemara, every guy, mama, should buy the best of the best. You should buy the most expensive, the rib steaks. Every Shabbos, buy the most expensive food. Go to Judy Weiss and order a ganze meal there.
spend $100 for each suit on Shabbos. Like, what's the shear? The chur is not on your cheshbon, it's on the Eibush's cheshbon. So he wanted to say, avadah, it only depends upon everybody's madrega, the status that you're at. In other words, you have a certain status the way you eat normal. Sometimes you have a little nicer meal, sometimes it's not so nice. So then the covered Shabbos, you have to have a nice meal. Now don't be stingy. But to go out of your category, to stop spending, like just for Shabbos, I'll go and jump, you know, five steps higher and stop spending $1,000 for every meal on Shabbos, that you don't have after four. It just means you shouldn't be stingy with covered Shabbos. You have to know the money you spend on this covered Shabbos, that the Eibush will give you back. But that's a normal madrega. But the Kiva's madrega is a third madrega. That's somebody that doesn't have money, just doesn't have. And he doesn't take from anybody else. He just lives on his 2 pennies he has. So he has the right to make Shabbos like Chol. Like he's not going to have anything special to cover Shabbos. But Lashen Kein, Pesach by night, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, how koponam yazachiyev tav dalakosis. You have to matzich and borrow money or take stock or collect money to get your dalakosis. You have no ptur not to have dalakosis. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Shiva Dvorim, Tziva Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Benoi. 7 things Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, his son Rabbi Yeshua. Told him 7 things. What did he tell him? Deni, my son, al teisha v'goyva shalir. Don't sit in the high places of the city. Notice, it'd be like a big bagayv in it. Shbam said, no. Yeah. Shbam's gear says, Yabeshua ben Korcha. As Yabeshua benoi. Yeah, it was Yabeshua ben Korcha. So Rashi says, Oy Rashbam, who benoi, who ben Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Akiva Korachoya. Has Yeshua ben Korcha really was Yeshua ben Akiva? And Rabbi Akiva was called Korachoya. They mean the Masechta B'choris. Kochach mi Yisrael doim lefonos uklipas Hashum. Chutz min Korach hazer. That was his nickname, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua, Al teisha b'goyva shel ir. V'tishna means mokim shebnei ir oivrim v'shovim v'yavatlam yasudechom nishnasechom. He says, don't learn in a high place, b'goyva shel ir. V'tishne, don't learn there. He says, don't sit and learn the goyva shalir. Means in a place where everybody walks back and forth. Because they'll stop you from learning. You'll have too much patello there. V'yaltidor v'ir sherosher tamid chachomim. And don't live in a city that the head, the government, the president of the city is a Talmud Chachim. So why? So Rashbam poshte svara. T'torad v'girsav l'tor v'milu d'siburay. If the governor, head of the city. The mayor is going to be a Talmud Chacham. He's going to be busy learning the whole day. He's not going to have no time to take care of the city. You're going to have a broken pipe, a broken street. He'll never come to fix it. So don't live in a city if the mayor is a Talmud Chacham. A mayor has to be a mayor that takes care of the city, not a Talmud Chacham. The Altikonais lebeis chopisim. Don't walk into your house suddenly. Kol shchein lebeis chaverchavav. You shouldn't walk into somebody else's house suddenly. There is knock on the door first. The Altimna manolim raglecha. Always walk with shoes. Don't ever walk out without shoes. So Shbam says, "Letikones beveis chapisim eli hishomes kolcho." Let your voice be heard first. Kaidem boya dilma of the milsit snusa. Maybe they're undressed. They're doing some snusa. It's not nice. So always let your voice be heard before you come in. And Yab Yerchinen ki aviyar lebeisim enane used to shake like mishum shenema. The nishma kol bevoya lakodesh used to shake. It's a big night, it's not nice for Talmud Chacham to walk barefoot. Can I mean them awesome? Like the morning Shabbos we had, sell everything you have and buy shoes for your feet. The kids, to make sure you're always wearing shoes. Hashkeng the echol b'kayit, get up early and eat in the summer. Before the sun comes down and makes it too hot. Uvacharif in the winter, eat before it gets too cold, or because of the cold. Rishbam hishkem v'yechol. Mikro nafkalon from a pasuk above a kamba. Layira v'layitzamu v'layikam shara v'shemesh. So before it gets too hot, too cold, you should eat. V'yasei Shabbat chachol. This is what Rabbi Akiva told his son. If you're so poor you don't have money, you're allowed to make your Shabbos like chol. V'yatistaruch lebrius, and don't come out. You don't have to beg and ask from other people if you want to. If you're that madrega. V'avimishtadil im adam shasho mesachek gloy. If you ever see a person that has a good mazel, the time is like happy to him, in other words, everything is going good for him, do business with him. Now what does that mean, Mishtadl? Omer Rapapa, Loid Lemizma doesn't mean to sell things to him, to buy things from him. Veloid Lezvunilei, and not to sell things to him. Ela means Lemevet Shutfes Badei, go become partners with him. If you see a guy that has a good mazel, things are going good for him, so become a partner with him. He'll get a good business deal.
What does the pasuk say in Iyuv? My say yodov birchas birachto. Anything I did got a bracha. It's called anoito pruta miyuv. The pasuk means to say whoever would take even a pruta, a penny, away from Iyuv is mizbarach. He would get a bracha. So you see what, that if you have a good mazel, you'd get a bracha. So really, it's a saginor. Possibly Iyuv, the mazel was dead, but just a saginor, not a lashon like. If somebody has a good mazel, you get a good bracha. So then, afilu lemizva minei, just to buy from him is also a good thing. Luzvunalei, to sell to him is also shapadami. As any little business action you do with that person, you'll also get a bracha from him. So not only do you have to be a partner with him, but it's enough just to buy or sell from him or to him. So the marachamisha dvarim, tziva Rabbi Kiva es Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Five things Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Tisho yechobet Rabbi Sassurim. When Rabbi Kiva was in prison, is Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi went to visit his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva when he was in prison. So Omaloi, he told Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, told his Rabbi, Lemaratonu Torah, teach me Torah now. Oma, so Rabbi Kiva answered back, Eini melamdecha. No, I'm not going to teach you no Torah now. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi said back to him, Im eina to melamdeni, if you're not going to teach me Torah, I'm going to go back to my father Yechoi. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. I'm going to go back to my father Yechoi. I'm going to give you over to the Malchus. So the Mishnah Bodni, he was in jail already. What means to give him over to the Malchus? It means I'll tell on your worst things. So Shvam learns that on any Rabbi Kiva didn't want to learn Torah with him. He said, why not? On any malamdecho, shalefi shoya osik ba Torah nitfas termin ba brachis. That was the gemaisa the more brachis, that because he was learning Torah barabim, the goyim took him and put him into jail. So the chura, that's why now Rabbi Kiva did not want to learn Torah with Hashem ben Yechoi, because they didn't want to get him in trouble. Like Hashem ben Yechoi would get into jail then. So I don't know what Chloe would answer in the back. So Hashem ben Yechoi told him, but you should know, if you're not going to teach me, I'm going to tell my father and he'll tell on you to the malchus. But the chura is in jail already. In the means, I'll get you into more trouble, I'll get you in more worse things. Now, Omaloi, so Kiva sold back to him like this, Bini, my son, Yab Shimon Yechoi, like, Yaisim Imasha Ego Reitzel Yonik, more than the calf wants a nurse from his mother, Pora Reitzel Honik. Does the mother want a nurse to the kid? Now, the person that gives wants to give more than the person that takes. Now, as he meant to say, really, Avada Mirab Kiva, I want to teach you Torah, much more than you want to learn from me. But I'm afraid, Pasha. I'm afraid if I teach you Torah, you'll be the sakana, the goyim will put you in jail also. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon answered back, Omi b'sakana, who's in the sakana? Follow Yego b'sakana. If you're not going to nurse, like if the mother doesn't nurse, who's in sakana? The Yego's in sakana. So Melo nurse, I don't care. So Shbam says, Omaloi Rabbi Shimon Yechoi, Omi b'sakana, follow Yego b'sakana, Maloch b'kachal, what do you care? I'm in trouble. I want to be in trouble. I want to learn Torah. Is Omaloi. So Rabbi Kiva told him these five things. In the kashta lichonek, if you want to like hang yourself, is Hitler bilen godel. Hang yourself on a big, strong tree. What does that mean? Rashbam. In the kashta lichonek, is Hitler bilen godel. Loimar. Dova sheyishma lebrias. Like if you want to say something over to the people, say it over in somebody's name, a chosh of a person. V'yekab l'mimoch, and they'll accept it from you. Since we're talking about the hanging, Nokat Hitler hanging bilon means lean mother from their rab. In other words, learn from a chosh of a rebbe. The oimeshmu oisav mishvoi, and say over your learning in your rebbe's name. Then people will be makabel, that will accept it. As though you stand say over what you hold, they'll say, who are you? I don't want to listen to you. But if you say, this is what my rebbe said, that's a good thing. They'll be makabel from you. Ukeshat malamedes bincha, when you teach your kid Torah, lamdeyo b'seifa muga. Make sure the safe you're learning for is exact, has no mistakes in it. It should be a safe muga was checked out. Mahi, what does that mean? That means a new one. Why? Because shabeshta kivin diol ol. In other words, have a new safe, but don't have one that has a mistake. Because the mistake, once it goes into you, it doesn't come out. In other words, that when you learn with a new kid, teach him clearly the exact way. Because when you have a mistake at the beginning, and Rashi says, the chadata means, when you have a young child first learning to learn, when you teach him, the Rebbe should not make any mistakes. Because any mistake you teach a kid, when the mistake goes in, it goes in, it doesn't come out so fast. So
That's what we meant to say. When you're teaching a young kid, make sure everything you teach him is exactly. Don't make any mistakes.
Right. Loitavasho b'kdeiro shabisho b'chavercho. Don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked in. What does that mean, manu? It means gerusha. It means don't marry a lady that somebody else divorced. V'chaya b'alo, when the first husband is still alive. As if Reuven divorced his wife, Kozman Reuven is alive, you should not marry his wife. The Yom Amar, because we learned, Garush Shanosha Grusha. Let's say a man that got divorced, married a divorced lady. Is Arba Deis Pamita. When these two people now are going to have Tashmish, they're going to be four people in their minds. In other words, the husband is going to think about his first wife, and this wife right now, and the wife right now is going to think about her first husband and this husband. So there's going to be four people thought about them, and that's not nice. Hadrashbam says, Arba Deis, B'shas Tashmish. The husband's going to think about his first wife. The Zois Labayla Rishon, and the second wife is going to think about her first husband. The Tanya, we learned, Lo Yishamish Odem Es Ishto Yitinei Nabi Yishacheres. You're not supposed to have Tashmish with your wife, and think about another wife, another lady. The Yibon of Kerevel Mamzerim, and your children will be something like a Mamzer. Hanikroyim B'nei Gerusha Saleib. Instead of the kid of a Gerusha Saleib, that your mind was thinking about another lady. And that's not nice. So Melo, that's what told his son, never marry the Grusha when the first husband is still alive. The boy is saying, another terrorist he meant to say, is Nafilu Amona. No, even if the first husband died, still don't marry an Amona. Why? Lafi Shein, Koletz Boy Shavis.